V'ze b'chinas klal kavona satvila b'chol yoim. And this is the basic concept behind our davening every single day. Kimavur b'kavonas Arizal, it's explained in the writings of the Arizal, sheklal hakavonois lisakein hadalid oilomois atzilus bria yitzir asiya b'uvda u'b'milula. That the basic concept of a Jew's serving Hashem throughout the day is basically whereby the person is looking to make a tikkun for the four worlds. Ki b'tchila tzrichen lesaknam b'uvda. The Arizal shows how first, when a person gets up in the morning, they make a tikkun for the four worlds through certain physical actions that the person does. Al yidei yifne v'yitol yodov. For example, one item is going to the bathroom and washing one's hands. Shayidei ze doichen hapsoilis. When a person does that, they're removing the waste matter. Umetaharin oilam huasiya. And they're purifying the first step, the oilam huasiya, the lowest world. Every single morning when a Jew follows the advice of the Torah, that when a person gets up in the morning, they're supposed to go to the bathroom and conduct themselves properly based on all the laws in the Torah about going to the bathroom. And when they come out of the bathroom, they wash their hands. The Yitol Yodov refers to Negel Vasser, if I'm not mistaken. And a person washes Negel Vasser in the morning. When a person does those two actions, that represents the tikkun for the Olam Ha'asiya, the Arizal says.
Yifne's bathroom?
Yes. Yifne means to relieve oneself. That's the literal word.
Isn't that out of order? Vitali Yodov, first party, the Negel Vasser.
This is the way it's presented in the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken. This is a quotation from the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus mentions four items that a person is supposed to do in the morning. Next, Validei Tzitzis, through the physical action of putting on tzitzis, misaknin oilam hayitzira. That's the tikkun for the oilam hayitzira. I remember one reference to this. There's a pasuk which says, choine malach Hashem soviv lireyov. Vayichaltzein. Exactly. That there's a pasuk that says that there's an angel of Hashem that surrounds the person. Vayichaltzein means, what is Vayichal saying? And saves the person. But also it's the term that's used related to dressing and undressing. Chalitza is the process where the woman takes off the shoe, etc. So the Arizal quotes that pasuk, that what's this angel of Hashem that surrounds the person? That's the mitzvah of tzitzis. That tzitzis is connected the Olam Hayetzira, which is called the Olam Hamalochim, the world of the angels. I'm not sure. This is discussed in the writings of the Arizal. He would probably explain to what extent this is done either by the Talis Kotel or the Talis Kotel or both. I'm not sure. But in any case, it's tzitzis for now.
Is there maybe a kasher between the tzari and tzitzit and the tzari and yitzira?
Don't know. I don't know. Next. Vayidei tefillin shel yad misaknin oilam habriya. And the Arizal shows how when a person puts on the tefillin shel yad, that's the tikkun for the oilam habriya, which is called the oilam hakisei, the world of the throne of Hashem. And that's why the Sephardim, who follow the Zohar Kodesh Arizal, they sit when they put on the tefillin shel yad, because that corresponds to the oilam hakisei, the world of the throne of Hashem, sitting. This is what the tikkun Zohar says. This doesn't mean that an Ashkenazic Jew who learned this now should go do it, because each one has to follow their minhag, has to follow their custom. But to know that this, the place where that comes from, is based on Kabbalah.
And covered under that talis?
Also, that's why the tefillin shel yad is put, you cover it with your sleeve, and you cover it with the talis, you cover it while you're putting it on. Also, that's all oilam hakisei. Kisei means throne, and kisei also means diskasia, hidden.
And that's an Ashkenazi custom too?
Yes.
The
tefillin shel yad, that the tefillin shel yad is kept covered. Some people cover the box, at least the box, and some people cover the straps also. Next, that's the Olam HaBriya. Validei tefillin shel roish oilam hu atzilus. And the putting, the physical action of putting on the tefillin shel roish represents the tikkun for the oilam hu atzilus. V'chol ze bi'uvda. This is how a person is making these tikkunim, through action. V'achar kach, and afterwards, they go and repeat this with dibur, with words. Al yidei berchas hashachar v'korbonois v'chulu mesaknin b'meilula oilam ha'asiyah. The Arizal shows how through the brachas that the person says in the morning, all of those berchas hashachar, plus the korbonois up to hoidu, that all represents the tikkun for the oilam ha'asiyah. Vayidei psukei de zimra, and when a person says from Baruch Shomar till and through Yishtabach, that's the tikkun for the Olam Hayitzira, the world of the angels. Halalu kol malochov, halalu kol tzivov, the angels. Vayidei kriya shma ubircho yisecho, Olam Habriya. And after Baruch Hu, the part from after Baruch Hu until Shmoin Esrei, that corresponds to the Olam Habriya, which is the world of the throne. That's why we sit during that portion of Tefillah. Even those people who stand for Psukei Dezimra, after Baruch Hu, supposed to sit down for Kriya Shema and the Brochos, typically. Vaydei Tefillas Yudches, and when the person says Shmoin Esrei, Olam Ho'atzilus. That's the tikkun for the Olam Ho'atzilus. Hainu, this is what the Arizal says. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu, ki uvda umilula heim bechinas naase v'nishma. What the Arizal talks about, action and words, that corresponds to naase and nishma. Ki naase bechinas uvda, bechinas Torah. Naase represents action, what we call Torah. Umilula dibur bechinas nishma, bechinas tfila shehu bedibur daika. Tefillah is done especially b'dibur. Hashem sefosai tiftach ufi yagiti losecho. Utzrichim lalois midarga ledargo ad atzilus. Utzrichim lalois midarga ledargo ad atzilus. Every single Jew, every single day, is expected to climb from level to level and to go up to atzilus. V'shom tzrichim lichloil be'ein soif. And when the person gets to Atzilus, they're supposed to merge Kaviyochel with the infinity of Hashem, the infiniteness of Hashem. Ad shetihye hatfilo bechinas tfilas Hashem mamish. To the point where when the person's davening Shmon Esrei, it's not the person davening, but it's tfilas Hashem mamish. V'zeh bechinas ma shemevakshim koidam atfila. This is why we say before Shmon Esrei, Hashem sefosai tiftoch, v'chulu, etc. Hainu, she'eni yoidea ma ledaber klal. The person's acknowledging, I don't know what to say. Ve'ech lahamshich hachasodim levat ladin. I don't know how to draw these super, super high levels of kindness to sweeten the super midas adin. Rak Hashem sefosai tiftoch. I'm saying, Hashem, you do it. You open my lips. V'hu ba'atzmai kaviyochel yedaber bi. So that kaviyochel Hashem himself will be speaking through me. The words that will come out of my mouth will be kaviyochel the Shechina speaking through me. Kol divrei hatfila. Kaviyochel the Shmon Esrei that's going to come from me is going to be Hashem speaking through me. Bibechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ruach Hashem diber bi. The Spirit of Hashem spoke in me. Hainu, she'ehye nichlal b'cho. This means whereby the person merges kaviyochel with Hashem to such a level, ad she'tihye tfilosi b'chinas tfilas Hashem mamish. Where that person's Shmon Esrei becomes, it's not him saying, it's not him talking, but kaviyochel, it's Hashem speaking through him. V'zeh ufi yagit tehilosecho, and my mouth will speak your praises. Bechinas hu tehilosecho v'hu elokecho. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Hashem is his praise, and Hashem is our Hashem. Sheze ikur shleimus hatfilo. this, so that when I say my mouth will speak your praise, it means my mouth will speak Hashem kaviyochel. My mouth will give forth Hashem kaviyochel. Shezeh ikur shlemo satfila. This represents the ultimate success in tefillah, shetiyah hatfila nichlal bachtusa yisporach, where the person's tefillah literally becomes one with Hashem, kimavur b'mokam achar, as is explained in a chapter on Likutei Moran, haynu b'chinas tefillas Hashem. This is what we call tefillas Hashem. Rabbein Azal talks about this in a chapter on Likutei Moran, where he says that when we talk about davening with kavona, there's different levels. Level number one is that at the time the person's davening, if a person's in shul with 300 people or 3,000 people, at the time that he's davening, he's able to block out, he's able to focus all of his concentration on the words that he's saying and block out the other 2,999 people. So that if somebody would call him at the time, he wouldn't hear. Lahavdil. Just like when you see kids playing with a toy and concentrating what they're doing, and the mother says, Nachman, or yells the name, where you know that kid here. And yet he hears zero. Why? Because the whole brain is merukaz. It's all focused completely on what the person's doing, where they can't hear something else at the time. Or if you would tap the person at the time, person's watching something, and you would tap the person at the time and they don't feel it. What do you mean they don't feel it? It means the whole nervous system from head to toe is all focused somewhere else. It's all occupied. It's busy. None of it is available for the next thing. Rabbeinu Zal says that's level one in tefillah. That's the first level for which a person has to climb tremendously to get to that madrega. But Rabbeinu Zal says, you want to know what? So that when the person's on that madrega, how many are existing at that time? There's Hashem and him. There's Hashem and him. In other words, he's been able to zap out everybody else. Nobody else is in the room. It's just me and Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says a higher level than that is whereby the person not only is able to detach himself from everybody else there, but he's able to detach himself from himself. He's able to unplug his brain from his whole physical self, which again, this is hocus pocus, baloney. This is in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tefillah, page 1 of Hilchas Tefillah and Shulchan Aruch. Siman Tzadik, I think, with Tzadik Aleph, the Mishneh Brura, and the Tur Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, which says that the Chasidim Harishonim, when they used to daven, they used to have Hispashtus Hagashmias. What's Hispashtus Hagashmias? It means they pull the plugs on their hands and feet and stomach and everything. They disconnected the neshama from the guf. They lahavdil, they're like a rocket ship that goes up, and at one point it's two pieces together, and at one point there's that second boom where it drops off that lower level piece, stage two, phase two, and it's just that upper piece that continues. This is a level where the person detaches completely from him, what's called himself, the ani, so that it becomes only Hashem kaviyochel. What do you mean? What do you mean only Hashem? But I'm saying it kaviyochel. It's Hashem talking to himself. It's bechinas tefilas Hashem. Whether if to the extent that a person nullifies himself completely, so that there's no more. It's not him and Hashem kaviyochel. There's only Hashem.
The person davening has his own thoughts. You know what he's saying. He's davening for himself.
Not the tzaddik, not the super, super tzaddik. He doesn't have any. He asks, he gets his thoughts completely from Hashem. That's the whole point here. We're talking about climbing from level to level. There's tfilosi, there's my tfila, which is my thoughts and my words. Whereas when a person starts Shmon Esrei, the first statement, the introductory statement is, Hashem sfosai tiftach. Hashem, I don't want to do the talking here. I don't want to do the thinking or talking because I don't know what to say. I want you to open my lips and you to give me the words. Rav Nosson Zal says in one of the tefillahs in back of the Tikkun HaKloli, Psach picho le'ileim kamoini. Hashem, I am a mute. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say. You, Hashem, open your mouth for me. And the Gemara uses this expression, Shechina medaberes mitoich groinoi, that they would tzaddik him, who was zeichet to such a level where the Shechina spoke through their throat. That this is ultra, ultra.
How does a person come back from that?
How does a person come back from that? When I go up, I'll let you know. When I get to that, he's going to talk about that. That's paragraph Nun Zion. It's going to be the trip down. He's not going to leave us stranded in the stratospheres. He's going to show.
I mean, all the time you get prepared during the davening, Kavanas, and everything, you're coming to this point where you really want to tell Hashem what you really need.
Right.
And so the Shimon Esri is divided into all these sections,
Right.
So I feel like that's the time I can really speak to Hashem. But I'm hearing what you're saying about this higher level. I have nothing to say at all. But
not that I have nothing to say. On the contrary, who knows better what you need, you or Hashem? Hashem. So if you're going to do the talking, if you're doing the talking and the thinking, you're very limited in your perceptions of what you need, of what you understand you need. Whereas if you say, Hashem, I don't know anything, you're the one that knows me much better than I'll ever know myself, and you're the one that knows my needs. Therefore, Hashem, I'm hanging loose. You do it through me. You speak through me. You send me the thoughts and the words to know what to ask for.
But you do end up asking.
For sure, it's coming out of your mouth. But it's not your words. I've heard from tzaddikim that there were certain cases that they were asked to be mispalo for certain things.
Right.
And there were certain cases that they davened for something for a week or for 6 weeks and nothing happened. Then they davened a tefillah where they saw that Hashem sent them a certain thought of how to convince Hashem to give them the thing they need. Hashem sent them a certain argument or a certain thing which didn't come from him. It wasn't something he figured out, because proof is he's been praying for this thing for 6 weeks and didn't get it. And then somehow a certain idea came into his mind of what argument to use against Hashem to prove to Hashem or to convince Hashem to give him this thing. And when he said that tefillah, he felt positive. He knew that now it's going to happen. Because again, it's the tefillah that makes it happen. So when the tefillah is going kacha kacha, that's why the success is going kacha kacha. When a person is zeichet to receive this gift from Hashem, that it's not me davening, it's Hashem who sends me the tefillah, whether it's in the form of him sending me the idea, the argument to use against him, or it's Hashem sending me the exact words to present it in such an eloquent, good way, whatever it is, that's when the person is, that's the sign. And that's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was the tzaddik who everybody used to turn to for prayers. And the Gemara says that he used to say, this one's going to live, this one's going to die. So they asked him, are you a prophet? He said, no, I'm not a prophet. Im tfilos ishkura bepi, if I see that my tefillah is flowing in my mouth smooth, then I know I succeed. What did he mean by that? He meant, if I see that the tefillah is from ups, that Hashem sent me a tefillah, that my tefillah is b'chinas tefillas Hashem, and that's why it came out perfectly smooth, no human weaknesses in it, no human shortcomings in it, then I know that this person's problem is resolved. And if not, if I feel that the tefillah is coming from me, then I know that it hasn't accessed that address in Shemayim called Tfilas Hashem, where this ultra chesed is, etc. You understand what I'm saying? This goes back to what we said before. So that therefore, when Joe Blow, when Tom, when Nelson, and Yitzhak Atiyas are davening, and we're trying to figure out what to say, that has a certain value, and it has a certain strength. It's not nothing, and it's not far from nothing. It's very special. But you can't compare that to tzaddikim who are given hundreds of tests every day like we are, and instead of failing most of them like we do, or passing some of them like we do, they're battling all day and winning all the battles and elevating themselves to a certain level whereby when they spend their hour of hispoidus, it's not the same ball game. It's a different league of tefillah. It's not, he's not sitting around trying to figure out what to say. He's doing all of this plugging at this electronic game, unplugging from the goof, plugging into these addresses in Shemayim, and it's a bechina, it's a concept of Shechina Medaberes, where Hashem gives him the tefillah. Hashem gives him what to say, how to ask for the thing.
In other words, he's still asking, in other words, he's asking, there's a certain amount of self still there.
To,
in order to ask for your needs, you need to have a certain amount of, like, awareness of yourself.
To an extent.
Hashem gives you beautiful
words
to say, like that you can
convince him. No. The answer is Rav Nosson Zal is going to be talking more. He's going to start showing us in the tefillah now how this works. He's going to show us exactly what we're talking about. Let's go. V'zeh bechinas mailas tefillah betzibur. Rav Nosson Zal says this is part of the reason for the great significance of davening with a minyan. She'oz ein tefilosein emeses, where the Gemara says that if a Jew davens betzibur, then his tefila is not rejected. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, hein kel kabir lo yimos. Hashem, a group, never rejects. He doesn't reject the tefila of a group. Ki akol be asoro shchinto sharia, because on every group of 10, the Shekhinah rests upon them. We once mentioned that Tikkun Ezer proves this by showing that the word Shekhinah, which is Begimatria 385, if you take the numbers 1 through 10 and you square them, one square, 1 to its power, plus 2 to its, 1 times 1, plus 2 times 2, plus 3 times 3, till 10, it's exactly Begimatria Shekhinah, showing that a minyan, 10 people, have this power of Shekhinah, this guarantee of the Shekhinah upon them. Ve'ikr ha'tikun al-yedei ha'chazen v'ashliach tzibur shehu hogun koroi. The main tikkun of the minyan is the one that's leading the minyan, the chazen, the one that's leading the prayer, if he's the right kind of chazen. Ki ha'shliach tzibur tzorich sheyiyeh ha'muvchor shebetzibur. Because the one that's leading the tefillah is supposed to be the choicest one of all the people, the most religious one. Sheyuchal lelakeit kol hanekudos toivos sheyesh b'chol echad mi'atzibur. He's supposed to be the one who can gather together the good points of every single individual person that's there. V'lichloili mohem bo yisborach, and to gather all of those good points and merge himself with Hashem together with the nekudos toivos of all the different people that are present. Shezehu bechinas chazoras hatfila betzibur. This is the concept of chazoras hashatz, where the chazan repeats the shmon esrei. Ki al yedei chazoras hatfila sheoz oimrim kedusha. That's when we say kedusha. Ki al yedei chazoras hatfila, through the act of the shliat tzibur going back and repeating the shmon esrei, al yedei zeh mekabetz hashliat tzibur kol tfilos hatzibur. What he's doing at that point is he's gathering together all the Shmoin Esreis that all the different people in the shul daven, the koilolam yachad, he's merging them together, v'oile imohem, and he's taking off with them. The chazan is going up with those private Shmoin Esreis. V'nichlal betfilas Hashem, and he's rocketing up, entering into this tefilas Hashem, sheshom tachlis hakedusho hoel yoino al kol hakedushois. That represents this highest address of kedusha, the kedusha of all kedushois. Shezehu bechinas gimel kedushois, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. That's this concept of this triple kedusha, which represents the top of the top. Bechinas kedushas haTorah, which is the concept of the kedusha of the Torah, bechinas naase, ubechinas kedushas haTfila, bechinas nishma, v'kadosh haGimel, hu bechinas klolius kedushas amyachad. The third kadosh represents the merge of Torah and Tfila mixing together. Now, the first kadosh is Torah, the second kadosh is Tfila, the third kadosh is Torah and Tfila being merged together. ki ho ikur lichloil kedusha sanishma bekedusha sanase kanal. Because the main thing is to blend together the nase nishma. Veze bechinas meloi chol haoretz kevoidoi. This is what it means when it says in the pasuk that the entire world is filled with the glory of Hashem. Kovoid ze bechinas melech hakovoid. The term kovoid refers to king, bechinas mishpot, which refers to justice and judgment. Bechinas melech bemishpot yamed eretz. As the pasuk says, a king with justice establishes his kingdom. So we see that kovoid represents mishpot. Ki ikur kovoid hamelech she'oise mishpot. Because the main glory of a king is that he's the one who manages the justice. He's the manager over the justice in the kingdom. Hainu ki kol ze hu adayin b'chinas mishpot, shu b'chinas Torah kanal. This is all still within the category of mishpot, Torah. Ki gam b'chinas Torah Hashem, kol ul kol ha-b'chinoy sanal v'kanal. Because even within the level of Torah Hashem is included everything. Vazai. So that when we say Maloi Chol Haoretz Kevoidoi, the entire world is filled with the Kovoid of Hashem, which means the Mishpot of Hashem. Vazai Hooifanim Vechayoi Sakoidesh Barash Godol Misnasim Luma Sarofim Voimrim Boruch Kvoid Hashem Mimekoimoi. After we've said Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh, then afterwards we say that the Oifanim and the Chayit, the different angels, leap to the upper angels, and they say, Boruch Kvoid Hashem Em Koimoi. Shezehu Bechinas Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi. When we say, Shezehu Bechinas Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, Kemoi Shoimer Bekedushas Keser B'Shabbos. This term, Boruch Kavod Hashem Mimekoimoi, blessed is the Kavod of Hashem from its place, Mimekoimoi, is plugging into this concept of Aye Mekoim Kavodoi. Where is the place of Hashem, which is said in Keser, Hainu? Rav Nosson Zal explains now. Sha'imrim, what we're actually saying is, She'ein ze ikur shevach v'kovod Hashem Yisborach. This is not the main praise of Hashem or the main glory of Hashem, Shehu b'chinas mishpot, maloi kol olam, which is the level called mishpot, justice, which fills the whole world. Ki aydei ze loy hoye miskayim hoylam kanal. Because if they were just mishpot, the world wouldn't be in existence. The world would be destroyed. The minute a person would do a sin, it'd be a wipeout. Rak be'emes, Ein yoidim klal aye mekoim kavoidoi. But rather, the real truth is that we do not know where the place of the kavod of Hashem is. Ki darkei mishpotoi yefshe lahasig. Because the ways of Hashem's judgment we can't understand. Ki hamishpot kol b'tzdaka. Because the mishpot is not just mishpot. The mishpot of Hashem is mixed with tzdaka also. Shenimshach mitfilas Hashem, which comes from the tefillah of Hashem, kanal, as we learned earlier, sheze yef shel hasiklal, which is something that we can't understand. Al kein ikur shvocho yizborach, boruch kevoid Hashem imekoimoi. Therefore, the main praise of Hashem is not maloi chol oretz kevoidoi, but it's rather the sentence that comes afterwards, boruch kevoid Hashem imekoimoi. Sheshom rachmim gidoy lemoid. When we reference this Mekoimoi, this place of Hashem, that represents the place of the highest kindness, She'ein L'Shire, which we can't even conceive of. Bechinas, Mimekoimoi, Hu Yifen Barachmov. As we say in Keser on Shabbos, from that place, from that ultimate place, Hashem turns to us with His ultra-kindness. V'alkein, oimrim hamalochim zois barash godoil. This is why the angels say this with tremendous roar. Ki mizdazin mo'oit me'emas gdulos yisborach. The angels tremble tremendously from the awe of Hashem's greatness. Machmas shemevinim me'rochoik oitzim ploz chasodov. Because the angels see to a degree, from the distance, this awesome kindness of Hashem, Adin Kates, which is infinite, Shehem Iker Gdulosa Yisbora Kanal, which is the main greatness of Hashem, She'ev Shalahem Lahasik Klal, which the angels themselves can't even fully understand, Kim Hatzadikim Agdoilim Shoyu Bozeh Oilam Kanal. It's only those tzadikim who went through all the battles in this physical world and came out successful, they're the ones who are given the privilege to understand this highest level of kindness of Hashem, even more so than the angels. So this is what happens when a Jew is zoche to daven tefila betzibur, which is when you have the chazoras hashatz, and they say this kadosh, 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 and the baruch kvod Hashem imkoimo in that way, that's when he gains access to these highest places. Umi she'eino yochoy lispal el matzibur, whereas a Jew who doesn't have the opportunity or the privilege of davening with the tzibur, ikre takonosoy lekasher atzmoy letzadikim shebedor hanal. The main tikkun for that person is to attach himself to the tzadikim of the generation, shezochu letfilas Hashem mamish, who have been zoche to connect with the tefillah of Hashem itself, shekol ikar tikkun hatefillah al yodom, whereby the main tikkun of tefillah is done through them, through these tzaddikim, ki gam hashliach tzibur ein loy koyach lekol hanal afiluim hu ish kosher vogon bemes, because even the chazan, the one that's leading the tefillah, he doesn't get to do all of this kiim bekoyach hatzaddikim, unless he's connected to, and unless he's plugging into the power of the tzaddikim, shetzorech lehiskasher aleihem biyoser, one must attach himself to them, to the tzaddikim, in a super way, kedei sheyuchal lahalois kol tefilas hatzibur lebechinas tefilas Hashem kanal, in order to be able to accomplish this gathering together of all the tefilos of all the people in the shul, and lifting it up and merging it with the tefilas Hashem, that's something which only the tzaddikim amitiim know how to do it properly. The one that's leading, this is why the Gemara says that the one that's leading the tefillah should be a very, especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, should be a very religious person, the muvcha, the most religious one with Yirah Shemayim and everything, all of that criteria, so that he represents the concept of the tzaddik. However, Rav Nosson Zal stresses here that if he isn't a super, super tzaddik, then he must make sure that he's plugged in properly to the tzaddikim amitiim, so that with their koyach, he representing them is able to accomplish this on behalf of the tzibur that he's davening for.
What do? You ask for connection? You ask before you do this?
The answer is, this is why there's a custom in Breslov where before a person davens, bechlal, they say the words Hareini Mekasher Atzmi L'chol HaTzadikim Amitim Shebedoreinu U L'chol HaTzadikim Amitim.